host, Dr. Lachelle Weemy, a peak performance coach and business strategist dedicated to helping you see what's possible within you, the blind spots that are holding you back, and the solutions to ensure success and fulfillment without the hustle. I use my secret sauce of metaphysics, brain science, and scripture to work with God to manifest your ideal life and business. If you're ready to create massive forward momentum in your business and bust through the blocks that drag you down, join me on the Spiral Up journey and create the clarity, confidence, and consistency to become the CEO that lives your life by design. It's time to create the sustainable impact, income, and time freedom you desire faster. Now is the time to spiral up. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Spiral Up podcast. I am your host, Dr. Lachelle Weemy. It is so fun to be here. And I got to just really, really be honest with you. I am recording this episode and bumping another one that I had already planned to do because I just want to be real with you guys. Like, you here on the Spiral Up podcast are my people. You're my tribe. You want to be better. You want to do better. You want to have better so that you can make a bigger impact and income. And you want to make the world better because you are here, right? And when we think about being able to do that, when we think about success, when we think about executing the things that are going to take to make that happen, we really do need to stay in forward momentum, right? Which is the whole premise behind everything that I do. I really, really am driven by why people don't do what they know they need to do, and what are the buts and the excuses and the barriers that are getting in our way, and how can we bust through them and get back into forward momentum, right? Like, that's really how, you know, I don't know what motivates me in the world. That's how I get out of bed in the morning. That's what really inspired the whole Spiral Up podcast, is what inspired my Spiral Up summit that I put on, is what inspired my signature program, which is called Spiral Up. Is because forward momentum is so freaking powerful, right? And I just wanted to be like really straight up, honest, authentic, vulnerable with you guys that I had a complete spiral down yesterday that took me on a, you know, having to eat my own, you know, dog food, like take my own medicine, and really just recognize the fact that it does not matter if you have been in business for years, months, or days. It does not matter if you are quote unquote successful or if you are on the path to success. It does not matter if you know all of the things or you're just learning all the things. All of us can have days where we are literally spiraling down. And as an entrepreneur, like, guys, that happens a lot, which is, again, why I started my program, because I wanted people in business, entrepreneurs who had a really big heart for impact, to continue to stay in that forward momentum, and that it's really easy for us to spiral down. And I want to help people stay in forward momentum, right? But I am not freaking immune to it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to come on the Spiral Up podcast. That's 3.5 years of unstuck that's stuck in my head, right? But I wanted to come on the Spiral Up podcast, and I wanted you guys to know, like, number one, it still happens to me. And I guarantee that it happens to the people that you are watching on social media that look like they have all their shit together. They don't. They still have days where they spiral down too. All right. What I want to do is to help you know that, number one, you're not alone. Number two, there's nothing wrong with you. But number three, when it happens, what can you do to help yourself spiral back up? All right. And that's the thing. Like, none of us want to stay in that spiraling down space. And I'm going to kind of tell you a little bit about what led up to it. And the reason I'm going to do that too is because I know, based on conversations that I've been having, that I am not alone in this space. All right. First and foremost, an entrepreneur, it is hard. I could very well say, screw it, I'm going back to doing anesthesia full time. But I will promise you, and if you read my book, I say this in there, that not every day and not every moment of an entrepreneurial journey is going to be sunshine and roses and rainbows and unicorns and all of the things. That there are going to be days that are hard. It's going to be times that are hard. There are going to be things that you don't love to do. But I would still choose this shit sandwich over having to go back and doing what I was doing, even though I loved my job. I love this more. Okay. I love this more, but this does not mean that sometimes it is freaking hard. As an entrepreneur, nobody is telling you what you have to do. Nobody is making you get out of bed in the morning. Nobody is guaranteeing your salary. Nobody is, you know, there for you necessarily when things get hard and days get hard, which is why I wanted to create the support system that I have with the program that I have. And the thing about entrepreneurship is that the benefits outweigh all of the crappy part, right? The benefits to me doing what I do is that I get to literally live out what sets my soul on fire. I get to talk about the things that light me up every day. I get to make the impact that I want to make, not what somebody else is telling me I have to make or have to do. I get to create the freedom that I want, the freedom to choose how my day looks, the freedom to choose what days I work, the freedom to choose what fills those days. I love that. I am a better mom. I am a better business owner because I have the freedom, both time, financial, and choices to do what I want to make my life be the best expression of my life that it can be. All right. So it's amazing. But sometimes we have to acknowledge that with those freedoms comes the consequences of the choices that we make. All right. So let me fill you in, because I know that if you're an entrepreneur, you probably are in the same boat. We get to choose when we work. We get to choose our office hours, our, you know, when we're open, when we're not, right? So I chose to go back and help the small town hospital that I help with anesthesia the week before Christmas. I'm like, I'm going to be down there. Like, it's going to be great. Like, they're really struggling to find help. I'm like, this is going to be great. I'm going to go down there and I'm going to help them the week before Christmas. When I go there though, and I happen to, you know, say that I would take call this last time, I was on call for 7 days in a row the whole time I was there. It was exhausting. And when I'm doing that, like, I am the only anesthesia provider in the entire town. Nobody else knows how to do my job. I get called into the emergency room for traumas and airway support. I get called into the operating room for emergencies. I get called into OB to do epidurals and C-sections. And I get called into handle, you know, IV starts on babies or, you know, spinal taps for diagnostics. Like, you never know what you're going to get called in for. And it's very emotionally exhausting. So you think you're going to get stuff done, you don't. So I started out this week before Christmas going into this anesthesia environment where I had zero capacity to do anything related to my business. Thankfully, I have systems running in place. Thankfully, I have an amazing assistant, but it still put me behind on some of the things that I wanted to do, right? All right. Then I go into Christmas. I want to be present with Christmas. I get to be freaking present with Christmas this year, right? I get to say, yeah, no, I have Christmas Eve off. I have Christmas off. I get to do this and this and this in the family. It was amazing, right? I got to, because I'm an entrepreneur. And then my family is home the week after Christmas. My two kids are currently 14 and 10. Like, oh, they still like me. So I wanted to take advantage of that. My husband's a teacher. He's home too. So guess what? Like, I'm choosing to work a lot less. I had a few client calls, but for the most part, like, we did things as a family, right? Which is amazing. And because I love personal development and I love all things like vision casting, I'm a big picture thinker. I'm like looking at my year of 2024 and I'm like, all right, yeah, like, this is what I want to do. I have, and you guys have heard me say this, my big announcement is that my audiobook is coming out. I have some bonuses that have never been released that I'm going to be offering with that. And I have launched my launch strategies planned out. My retreats are planned out, like, really looking at big goals. Like, okay, yep, I'm going to be on a TEDx. I need to start planning on like how that is going to take place and what resources do I need to put into place for that. So I've got all these like really big goals, right? Like, yeah, let's do this. I got my new soul planner, filling it out, doing all my vision casting. So I'm inspired, right? Like, woohoo, let's do this. At the same time that I'm already behind because I chose to take the time off of my business right before the end of the year, right? Okay. A lot of business owners are in the same boat where like, okay, I chose to take time off and I have this big vision for myself. And then now the gap between where I am and where I want to be is even wider because I'm behind because I took days off, right? So now I have to pay the consequences of that. And then
overwhelm set in. All right. So it's like, okay, how am I supposed to do all of this? Right. And I had before the holidays made appointments to talk about, you know, strategies that I want to incorporate in a new evergreen funnel. I had planned to meet up with a woman who was going to be my TEDx coach because I want to like do this really well, right? All of these things were planned ahead of time. And then here I am thinking, shit, like how in the heck am I going to get all this done? I already have clients that, and I knew new clients were starting because again, I had two launch events in November, one in November, one in December. So I had new clients coming into an already, you know, relatively full client load. I give a lot to the clients because I want them to experience a world-class experience. I was completely paralyzed. I got up yesterday morning and I had come back from Minneapolis, which is, you know, where I had to go was about an hour and a 45 minute drive. Got home at midnight. My husband, sweet husband, decided to let me sleep in a little bit. And my day started out behind. My first client started without me being able to get my full morning routine in. I didn't even get a chance to. And Christina, if you're listening to this, like girlfriend, I didn't even brush my teeth before I talked to you because I didn't get chance to. And so like, that's how my day started. And then I had a couple of things that I had planned to do that I underestimated how much, you know, time it was going to take. And then I felt behind. And then I had a coaching call because my calendar scheduled something where I didn't allow my normal, like 30 minutes where I get to like give my clients their homework, give their clients their notes, do all the things to kind of button up that last appointment. I didn't have that. I had three appointments back to back, including my book club. And then I had to go in and deal with something with my son and his school with registration for next year. And like all of these things were happening and I literally forgot to schedule the replay of the book club into the Better Club. And I'm like at this registration thing for the high school registration. I was like, oh, I didn't do that. And then I knew that I was going to be possibly starting this coaching program and this funnels conversation and finishing up the audiobook and doing all of the things. And I completely shut down and I spiraled down. And it took me to a point like, you guys, I'm the expert in this. I'm the person who teaches my clients how to spiral up and to help prevent them to spiral down. And I'm coming on here today because I want them to know, I want you guys to know that it is normal for us to have these shitty days. But what's more important is that I was able to get out of that. All right. And what I want to do for the next bit of this conversation is to help you to know what I did to help that. And the first thing with it is really just to recognize like, hey, this is where I'm at with compassion and to be like, you know what, Lachelle, it is completely normal that you're going through this because I'm sure that, and I did, I talked to several entrepreneurs who were in the exact same boat over the last couple of days that are like, oh my gosh, like I'm so overwhelmed. I took the time off and I have all these big goals. Whew. It is. And then we all have these new habits that we want to start. I'm like, I wanted to work out. I didn't even have time because how am I going to have time? And blah, right? So I'm like, first of all, just like recognize like, okay, huh, you got this. You're okay. Today's a day. And reinforcing the affirmation that I have all the time and resources to get everything done that I'm meant to get done. The day is going to end up exactly the way that the Lord wants it to end up, right? Whew. All right. Got that down. I ended up talking to a couple of my people last night. So you have to have those people that you feel safe with, whether it be a coach, whether it be a friend, another entrepreneur that gets it. I mean, my husband, he's still great, but he doesn't get it, right? He's like, why are you doing it? Just go back to working full-time at the hospital. I'm like, hell no, right? Like this life is so much better. You know, I have more freedom and I'm making more money than I've ever made and I'm making a bigger impact. Like that's the biggest thing, right? So no, I cannot do that. he doesn't get it. So I found my people, right? So I talked to, I called a friend, and you have those people, right? Where, and my friends know this about me. If you call me and you say, or you text me and you say, "Hey, Lachelle, let's catch up. We haven't talked in a while." That's a different conversation. Like, yes, I definitely need to make that a priority, but where does it fall in the terms of like family, God, my business, and then making sure that I'm cultivating these friendships, right? So it's a different place that you fit that in. But my friends know, like, if you send me a text, SOS, like, I'm struggling today. Do you have a couple minutes? I will drop what I need to make, be there for them. And you need to find those people, guys. And so I called my friend Tiff, and I was like, "Girlfriend, I'm struggling today." She couldn't talk to me at the exact moment, but she sent me a voice message with a prayer. It's like she prayed over me for like 2 solid minutes in this voice text, and that like brought me to tears. So go back and watch this if you guys want to. If you're not in the Better Club, get in the Better Club for real. Like, that's such a great place to be. But I had the replay of the book club. So like yesterday during the book club, I was literally fighting back tears because I was so overwhelmed with like the overwhelm, the emotion. And then all of these women show up on the Better Club, or on the Get Out of God's Way book club. And they all happen to be Spiral Up students of mine. And they're all amazing women. And we listened to this really great YouTube video. So go back and watch it. Get in the Better Club on Facebook. Go to the replay from the book club, and watch it. There's a video that's really inspirational. It's from The Greatest Showman behind the scenes. And I'm like literally like biting my lip, fighting back, because I just want to start crying. I feel like I'm in a safe place with these Spiral Up people. And that's really what the community that I've built is doing. But as a leader, sometimes it's hard, right? So I was like all day struggling to just not cry, right? So I called Tiff, and I'm like, later on that night, I'm like, "Girl, I have this thing tomorrow. I'm supposed to sign up for it. It's going to propel me to where I want to go, but I just don't know if I have the capacity." And she was able to just listen to me and talk some reason into me and just be like, "Hey, if it's not a hell yes, it's a no right now. And I know you, do everything with excellence. If you don't think you can give this your best, then it's okay to say no." And just having somebody give me permission to do that, because part of who I am as my identity is I'm a doer, dang it. Like, if I said I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. But sometimes you have to have some wisdom in that. You have to have people in your corner that know you well enough to say, "I have no doubt." And she's like, "I have no doubt that you will get that TEDx talk done this year. But do you need to sign up for this big intensive program like this moment?" "No." And I'm like, "Oh," you know? And then I ended up talking to another friend who just happened to return a phone call and was able to talk me through. So have those people in your life, guys, that you can go to when you're finding yourself spiraling down, because both of them were freaking amazing people. Amazing people. They helped me through that yesterday, right? So then I go to bed, and I'm feeling, you know, pretty good, but clearly not 100% like resolved, because I woke up with like this panic of my to-do again, right? Like all the stuff I have to get done. You know that what you teach is accurate when you actually see it live out in real life, because I teach people that when you're in the lower vibration of the emotional vibrational scale of overwhelm, despair, hopelessness, like frustration, you literally are going to attract more of the things that are in that vibrational plane. And so sure enough, this has never happened to me ever. But every morning I go get a cup of my coffee, and I listen to my energetic tones, and I do my prayer, my meditation. I do all of these things with my warm cup of coffee next to me. I freaking knocked over my cup of coffee this morning. The entire thing was full to empty. I had finally treated myself to this really cute white Zaya bra that I had wanted forever. Cute. Never worn it. Got it yesterday. Pretty much the whole coffee cup spilled on the brand new stark white Zaya bra that is no longer stark white. And I'm like, okay, great. Like, my next, yesterday was crappy. Like, now today's going to be crappy too. I had to choose how I was going to let the rest of the day go. Yesterday was crappy. It ended a little bit better, but this morning it started out like, okay, great. Here's another. And I had to like stop and be like, all right, Lachelle, what are the tools that you have? Yesterday you were in emergency mode. You called your buddies. You got a little bit better, but today is a new day. You get to choose. Our choices, our thoughts create our feelings. Our feelings create our actions create our results. The more that I get to stay in high vibration, the better my day is going to go. The more I stay in lower vibration, the more that crap's going to keep coming in my day. So what do you want to do? So one of the tools I used was I have a software that I use that is amazing. It's from a company that I have a really big belief in. And the software allows me to, it analyzes my voice. I've talked about this on the podcast before, but it analyzes my voice and it knows the emotional state from the vibration that come through my vocal cords. And then it gives me music to play that balances out those emotional things that are out of range. Immediately started feeling better. Okay. So I'm like, okay, I have a tool. I used it. Second thing I did is within the same software, scientists have been able to categorize what various states of being, the emotions, even like physical things like lavender, for example, like the plant lavender, like they know the exact frequency of vibration that that plant has. They know the exact vibration of frequency that that success has, that peace has, that, you know, prosperity has, that whatever, like something to treat sciatica, like the balancing frequency to treat that. So I go in my thing and I have a menu, a playlist that I can choose from. And I chose the one that said depression, overwhelm. I don't remember something else. Like it was like a homeopathic thing where I get to send energy frequencies to myself to balance that out. It's resonance energy. So it'll either balance it out or it'll like raise my vibration. Seriously, did that completely, totally like raised me up again. All right. So like utilize tools. If anybody wants some more information about that, just maybe what I'll do is I'll put something in the show notes so you guys can find some more information about that. So then when I did that, then I was like, okay, I'm already feeling really, really much better. Then I'm like, okay, well, Lachelle, you've been constantly like bombarding yourself with learning because I just love to learn so much. So I've been listening to audiobooks. I've been listening to podcasts. I've been engulfing myself in all these trainings. I've been whatever. How about you just give your freaking brain a break from thinking first change? What do you love? I love country music. I love it. So you know what? Put out a good playlist. And I just let myself enjoy music. Little things, guys. Little things. I just got to tell you that like there are little things that you can do to help raise your vibration. And I got to say like right now, I'm feeling freaking amazing. I was able to keep that spiraling down to a day and some change, right? And now I'm back into forward momentum. I just had this amazing call with a colleague and friend of mine who is going to help me, you know, with a couple of things that I just need somebody that has the expertise that I don't. So freaking excited. Ended up having a great conversation with a woman who was going to help me with my TED talk that I'm like, now is not the right time. It was an amazing conversation. She helped, you know, and we had a great talk. She took my words, you know, so well. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to get to know you even more because the conversation went so well. Like things can continue to spiral up. If you start to recognize, number one, I'm spiraling. And then number two, my thoughts create my feelings create my actions, my action creates my results. So what do I need to do? What do I need to think to help restructure and change the way that I am so that I can start to get myself into those higher vibrations again? Okay. When you think about another tool that might really help is utilizing the Tony Robbins triad of emotional state. So this is where you use your body, your focus and your language as a triangle to help you get out of your current state of emotions to a better one. So the first thing is moving your body. I felt so much better after I stretched this morning and I did some minor workouts. I'm going to be going and doing my Oculus workout here in just a second, which, oh my gosh, is so much fun, by the way, too. So move your body. Just listening to the music that I wanted to earlier today made me move my body a little bit more. So move your body, take a walk, exercise, just stand up, just find a way to move the physiology of your body. That's going to shift your emotional state. Focus is the second part of that triad. So where are you focusing? If you're focusing on how much today sucks, how much you want to quit, how much you don't feel like you're equipped for this, how much that you're overwhelmed. If I focus on I'm overwhelmed. Overwhelmed is a choice, actually. Sorry to say it, but overwhelmed is a choice. And I was choosing to stay in the overwhelmed state for a little bit yesterday. I'm going to admit it, right? Focus. So instead, focus on like, all right, what do you know? What are your tools? Who can you call? I'm a verbal processor. So just talking it out with a friend was such a huge help to me. The third one is language. So if you're stuck in a state of like, oh my gosh, I'm just going to quit. I don't even know. I mean, I literally thought to myself, you guys, like, oh, Lachelle, why are you constantly pushing yourself to the next level? Why are you constantly pushing yourself out of your comfort zone? Why don't you just like stay put for a while? And the truth is that's not who I am. I get bored really fast. And I do sometimes get to a point where I just want to burn it all to the ground and start all over. But the way that I talk to myself is super important with this. So it's like, okay, Lachelle, look at how far you come. Lachelle, you know that that's not who you are. Like, enjoy, what can you focus on that you're grateful for right now? And the way that I talk to myself, my internal dialogue shifted me out of that. And then the last tip that I'm going to leave you is gratitude is the, oh my gosh, it's like the key to shifting your vibration, shifting your attitude, shifting who you want to be at the moment. It's such an important thing that don't underestimate it. So gratitude, what can I be grateful for in this moment? I get to be grateful that I get to do what I'm doing. I get to be grateful that I have all of these amazing people in my community that are helping me spiral up. I get to be grateful that I'm healthy enough. I get to be grateful that the Lord has blessed me with the knowledge and the experience that I have. I get to be doing this. All of the things. Appreciation is so powerful to help you shift yourself from a place in the lower vibrational point to the upper. Remembering that the upper vibrational frequencies on the emotional vibrational scale really give you a sense of power. Like, I feel powerful, and the lower vibrations on that scale make you feel like you've given away your power. You're powerless. Yesterday, I felt like I was a victim to my schedule, a victim to my ambitions, a victim to my choices, a victim to my calendar, a victim to whatever. And that makes you feel gross and icky and blame. And it's not where you want to be. So shifting yourself to any emotion that makes you feel like you have your power back is going to help you to spiral up as well. So that, my friend, is a super vulnerable, super authentic, real life. She doesn't always have her shit together. And one of my friends yesterday reminded me that you can have your stuff together and be a mess at the same time sometimes. And so living the and life might be looking a little different for you right now, but I just want to give you just the hope, the inspiration that if you are stuck, you do not have to stay stuck. There's nothing wrong with you. All of us are there at some point or another. And I just let you into my imperfect day. And I hope that the things that I used myself in real life to get me out of that place will help you do the same. All right. If you need more support, if you are needing to surround yourself with a good vibe tribe, don't forget to come into the Better Club. It's people who want to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business. So come on into that. If you want more information about the quantum software that I use for the emotions and the vibrations and the frequencies and stuff, go into the show notes. Check that out, or just send me a message. Honestly, just send me an email, send me a Facebook message, whatever, and I will, you know, steer you in the right direction. And of course, if you are like, I find myself spiraling down more than I care to admit, I find myself really having a hard time like getting myself unstuck from that. And you need a tribe of people who not only get you and want to help you spiral up, but also giving you the support from me and the resources from the things that I've learned that help in all aspects of business and life, schedule a breakthrough call with me. I am going to accept probably two more clients in this season, but that's it for now because I am being led to speak more. So if you want an opportunity to see if one of my programs is a good fit for you, schedule a breakthrough call. The information is in the show notes, all right? Know that I'm here for you. You're not alone, and I will see you next time. Bye, everybody.
So much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. Each honest review helps me spiral up so that I can serve you even better. Whether you're feeling a lack of impact, income, or time freedom, or perhaps you're just ready for massive momentum in your business, let's chat. Apply for a breakthrough call so that you can gain clarity, identify what's holding you back, and make a plan to spiral up. Head on over to iam-lifebydesign.com/breakthrough or access the link in the show notes. For immediate support, log into our community, The Better Club. We focus on inspiration, tactical guidance, and support. This is a community that wants to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business, and we're going to help you do the same. Let's spiral up, friends.